Blog Talk Radio.
This is a call in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this the reveal to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I? And daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari, in the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world, in the land of Ethiopia.
Together we shall be
6 with your host, the wonderful Mercedes Gomez. I am the one and only Dr. J.W. Wimbaugh. Sit in for our host tonight. We have some stuff going on at the local. We have some new members who have joined and are going through their swearing-in ceremonies. And so most of us are at the swearing-in ceremony, welcoming our new members. In the meantime, you are here with me, and we're going to be listening to some of the tunes and talking a little bit about what's going on in the world until everyone gets back. In the meantime, enjoy a little bit more of the music.
We don't need to utter but three words. Tell this nation what we're talking about. They all speak words. You don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. They are three little words. And we want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. Telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me. Shine, you know how I feel. Send out the pine, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Welcome back. You know, that is the great, the wonderful Nina Simone. That's always a good song. I've always liked that song. It kind of puts you in the mood and causes you to feel good. If you're not good, you feel good after listening to Nina talk about that. And so we're listening to the Ethiopian Rock Federation Incorporated, local number 26, and with your host, Mercedes Gomez, and the Women's Auxiliary. I'm Dr. Wimbo, and I'm sitting in for them. As I said earlier, a lot of our local members are away to a swearing-in ceremony that's going on, that's taking place as we speak. We have new members, some young ladies that are joining Local 26, and they're being sworn in tonight. And so they're there, and so we're kind of holding the fort until everybody gets here and they get back in place. I see the queue filling up. Okay, I see the normal customers that be at Cheers. I see they had their seat. And we're going to be getting to everybody. We're going to open the mics up kind of early tonight and kind of explore and talk a little bit about some of the new developments. There have been some new developments concerning the COVID and concerning the mandates. And I understand that a lot of the countries, it was going around on the internet today. Maybe somebody that's out there that's listening, or maybe even some of our regulars that are in the queue got some info on that. The countries, I think they said it was 5 countries that are no longer requiring the mandate for the quarantine, I think it is, or I'm not sure, maybe the vaccine, and I'm not sure which one it is, but hopefully we can find that out. We're going to talk a little bit about that and a little bit about some of the other things that are going on in the news that's going on around the world, and what we need to do, what's happening inside of the Federation. Where you fit, we are always looking to build, always looking to extend our association with all the black people of the world. That's what the Ethiopian World Federation is all about. It is the body that brings together all of the black people within the diaspora under one umbrella, so that we all can become unified in understanding that there is power in our strength. There's power in our strength. You know, the scripture says that one can chase 1,000 and that two can chase 10,000. And so I like that math. It was suggesting to me that 3 can chase 100,000. And so what we need to do is get our chases together and start bringing all of our people together, black people all around the world. We're all one, even though we're not monolithic. Even though we have different ideas, even though we have different religious beliefs, different religious ideology, we are still all one. It said, doesn't matter what path you take to get to God, he's your personal savior. You work out your own soul salvation. So I can't be mad at you because of what you believe. I don't want you to be mad at me because of what I choose to believe. But we're all in this together. And so we have let so many things for so very long separate us. We've let so many little things for so long come in between us, and it's all been a trick of the enemy. It's all been a trick of our oppressors, a concerted effort to keep us divided, a concerted effort to keep us separated in our own corner, not liking each other for the little bitty, petty divisions that they have implanted amongst us to keep us weak so that they can stay in control. I beg of thee that you to wake up and smell the coffee and see what is going on and what has been going on and have the courage. I pray that you have the courage to help us put an end to it so that we can stop it. All right, you're listening to the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. We're going to listen to a little bit more of one of our brothers from the Federation, Brother Delway Morgan, who's been around for years, who blessed us with these sounds. Enjoy.
Behold the great and glorious work of Emperor Haile Selassie. How great it is to glorify the name of the King. Yeah, Dolly Rose,
yeah.
Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Shashamane. Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Shashamane. Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Shashamane. Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Shashamane. This is precious land that sits in Ethiopia. Diaspora, oh, by the blessed end of the glorious tempera, Haile Selassie, giving us a test to see if we're heavy. Oh, yeah. The work is for I and I to build a modern city.
One big collaboration.
City to be inherited by poverty and family.
Bring it together, y'all.
Don't I have some food in my bag for you. Not that edible food, the food you eat? No. I have some food for thought. Since knowledge is infinite, it has infinitely fell on me. So, it was a stormy night. You know the kind where the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out with some of my artsy friends. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The night was on, the night went on. We were cooling out until the break of dawn. Incense was burning, so I'm feeling right. I see, I pick my friends like I pick my fruit. Again, he told me that when I was only you. I don't walk around trying to be with him not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work at pleasing me, cause I can't please you. Like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we? And if you don't wanna be down with me, you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, then you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, then you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, you just don't wanna be down. I have a home, and I take it everywhere I go. I'm planting seeds, so I reap what I sow. You know, all on and on and on and on. My father keeps moving like a rolling stone. I can't control the soul flowing in me. Ooh, ooh, see, I pick my friends like I pick my fruit. Again, he told me that when I was only you. I don't walk around trying to be with him not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work at pleasing me, cause I can't please you. And that's I see like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we? And if you don't wanna sit down with me, you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna sit down with me, you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna sit down with me, you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna sit down with me, you just don't wanna sit down. On my, my, on my, my mind. On my, my, my mind. Oh, on my, 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 my mind. Oh, 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 oh. I pick my friends like I pick my fruit. Again, he told me that when I was only you. I don't walk around trying to be with him not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work at pleasing me cause I can't please you. I see like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we? And if you don't wanna be down with me, you don't wanna pick up my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, you dumb dumb ditty. And if you don't wanna be down with me, you don't wanna pick up my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, you just don't wanna be down.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California. Lisa Ray. I sang on Payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Easy E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Thing, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your piece, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamston.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB. Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy Size Money.
This your boy Big Chad Domingo.
Bye bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy J Futuristic.
This your folk Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end, getting blessings. Wise Life Records, and you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time, Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043. Then 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043. Then 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
fashion is so seductive. Live.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiana Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so So Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaker Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazine, hip-hop DVD, mixtape, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Welcome back. Move around. You're listening to the Ethiopian Rail Federation Incorporated, local number 26, and the Women's Auxiliary with your host, the wonderful Mercedes Gomez. I'm Dr. Wimborn, sitting in for our host tonight, while her and some of the other members of Local 26 had a swearing-in ceremony. But we will keep things going until everyone catch up. We're going to get into it just a little bit. I want to share some information with everybody that came across my desk today. I'm just going to read it, and we talk about it as we are going along. And that is the information that came out today about some countries that making some changes. It says that the following countries announced the cancellation of all quarantine procedures. The corona test and the compulsory vaccine, and considering corona just a seasonal flu. All right. Let me read that again. The following countries announced the cancellation of all quarantine procedures, corona tests, and compulsory vaccination, and considering corona just a seasonal flu. The following countries: Turkey, Brazil, Britain, Sweden, Spain, the Czech Republic, Mexico, El Salvador, Japan. They got an Israeli flag next to El Salvador, all right. El Salvador, Japan, Singapore, the end of the coronavirus with the German prevention. German scientists announced after a series of studies that the coronavirus not only reproduces in the lungs, like the SARS virus in 2002, but also spreads widely in the throat during the first week of the infection. Scientists suggest to the German chancellor and to the Minister of Health that they ask people to do a simple task several times a week, which is to gargle with a semi-hot solution of ammonic, A-B-M-O-N-A-K. They have long stressed the need to do this. And now, after the results of the experiments conducted by the German biologists on the multiplication of the coronavirus in the throat, they have emphasized once again the necessity of gargling with a lukewarm solution of water and salt. Nothing about a vaccine, nothing about hydroxychloroquine, or any of these other drugs that everybody's talking about. They said water, lukewarm water and salt, stuff our grandmothers have been telling us to do forever. The German scientists assured the German Ministry of Health have all the people clear their throats several times a day by gargling with semi-hot solution of salt water, then the virus would be completely eliminated throughout Germany within a week. Wow. Let me read that again. German scientists assured the German Ministry of Health, if all people clear their throats several times a day by gargling with semi-hot solution of salt water, then the virus would be completely eliminated throughout Germany within a week. Experiments have shown that by gargling with the solution of water and salt, we constantly turn our throats into a completely alkaline environment, and this environment is the worst environment for the coronavirus because with salt water, the pH of the mouth changes. What? Salt water. It is therefore necessary for all people to gargle with a semi-hot saline solution several times a day, especially in the morning and before leaving the house and then returning home, so as not only to allow the coronavirus to multiply at all in the same initial period. Let's ask all people to apply these important and simple health tips with commitment. Wow. That is mind-blowing. That is mind-blowing. And you look back at the country that said, listen, this is crazy. Salt water, warm water, unbelievable. All right, let's get some people in here to get some feedback. We're going to go out to 914, get ready, 530. We're going to open your mic, but I think I know who this is. 914-530, welcome to the call. Your mic is open. Are you with us?
Yes.
914, this great. Let's get out of here. Yes, sir.
Okay, everybody. James Brown is dead, but those people are cut up anyway. get on the good foot. Anyway.
Get on the good foot.
Get on the good foot. Get down the good foot. Like you said, you know, I remember a time when you had sore throat and cold and fever, you would gargle with hot water, you know, down south when they didn't have a lot of, you know, hospital money or medications or couldn't buy certain over-the-counter stuff. That's what people would do. They would gargle with hot water and salt, and that would ease their throat because of, you know, being uncomfortable, being sore sometimes from the sore throat, you know. So, that doesn't sound crazy. You know, alkalization, some guy discovered back in 1932, I forgot the scientist's name. I don't know if he was foreign or German or whatever he was, but he discovered that even cancer could not live in an alkalized environment. And he put it into a test tube, and he tested it, and he was saying to them that cancer could not live in an alkalized environment, that you could kill it that way. And so he got a Nobel Peace Prize. Everybody think I'm lying? Just Google 1932 Nobel Peace Prize for research in cancer, and this scientist got that award. But they never talk that much about it. You know, you never hear that much talk like people say sometimes.
Well, no, I mean, you know, because it's not about healing. It's about treating. When you heal stuff, there's no money in healing. The money is in treating. So you're not going to hear them talk about it.
Right. Right. So we have to be smart. You know what I'm saying? We have to be smart ourselves. You know, I have not taken any vaccine. Now they're saying also, an article said that once you take the vaccination, you take a second one and a booster, your immune system will not operate like it used to. It's not going to be able to be used to enhance itself so that it can safeguard you from, you know, all kinds of sicknesses or diseases or whatever the immune system that works.
Right.
Normally protected.
Right.
You know, operate.
You can't even get blood no more.
Yeah. Exactly. It alters your blood. So if you are A plus, B plus blood type, B minus, you know, whatever your blood types are, it alters the blood type. So if you had a family member who needed a blood transfusion, and normally you and that person shared the same blood type, it would be altered. It would no longer be I forgot the ones that they call them. It's A plus, a B minus, and then there was another one that everybody said that would be multiple usage, but it alters your blood type. So whatever your blood type, it alters it. So, like Dr. Winborn said, you won't be able to give blood to that person who most likely was compatible with you before.
Right.
So what's going to happen to the blood bank?
No, it's bigger than that. Forget giving it to the person. You can't even give it to the blood banks. It's the blood banks that's turning people down that's been vaccinated that now want to give blood. They tell them that they can't give blood. Of course they've been vaccinated because of what the vaccine that do to the blood.
Exactly. So what happens to, you know, our blood banks, right now the blood banks are low in blood supply. If anyone gets sick, anybody needs a blood transfusion, anybody loses a ton of blood in an accident, now what do we do? You know what I'm saying? How do we, you know, help those people? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why it's so important, you know, to be wary of things and be precautious. And I'm always, you know, with the herbs and certain type of spices that help you on a natural level, You know, some things, sometimes we have to look back in those old ways that we used to have back in the times, and like in Africa right now, a lot of people are turning to natural herbs and spices and things of that sort that naturally been used for years and years and years before modern medicine, you know. And I mean, a lot of us who come from the islands, who come from Africa, who come from the South, back when there wasn't, you know, you hear your parents talking. I hear my mother and my father talking, and you know, back in the day, they didn't have access to over-counter meds and medical treatment. I mean, I'm not saying people didn't have, when people had a serious problem, you know, they had to go like maybe 20, 30 miles to get to a hospital, you know, so that was that, or if a doctor had to be a traveling doctor. Hopefully you had one in your community. But if you didn't, you relied on natural resources and natural herbs and spices and whatnot to help you. So, and a lot of preventive stuff they were doing back in the South. You know, every season they would give you a what they could say a cleansing. You know, something called quinine. It was very, 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 very sour. I mean, it was the nastiest thing I ever had. I would rather die than take it, but my grandfather, my grandfather dying, so I said, okay.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what to do. I know my mother used to make us take something called castor oil.
And exactly. And listen, take castor oil and times it two times worse than what it really was, and that's quinine.
Oh, my God.
You know,
God.
That's what they were giving us now. They couldn't afford castor oil, you know. You know, they would go out there, boy, and get that thing over there, make that thing, you know. So you had no other choice. Either go out there and get that quinine or get a whip. So you had a choice between the two. But I tell you, it was nasty. But every season, my grandfather believed that you should clean your system out during the seasons. So winter, fall, spring, you know, summer. Every season you had to clean yourself out. And that was what the quinine was used for. So, you know, it kept people alive. You know, I told people, you know, my grandfather lived to be 99 or 98 or something like that. And he was in excellent condition. I mean, he had 1 percentile fat on his body. And he ate and smoked and did everything that people were not supposed to do. Ate pork and whatnot. And, you know, but he was a hard worker, but he lived a long time. Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. Because, you know, it makes you say, makes you think, when did we get off of that? When did we move away from these natural medicines? You know, how gullible were we to be just deceived by these doctors that gave us these other chemicals and stuff that they made in the lab and moved us away from, you know, what they start calling home remedies, and now move us to this stuff that they was making in the laboratories that doesn't heal anything. You know, like I said earlier, they're not in the healing. The money is in the treating, in treatments, so that you can keep coming back, so they can keep treating the condition. If they heal the condition, then there's no reason for you to come see them. And then if there's no reason for you to come see them, then they can't charge you. You know, but in that, just listening to what these scientists had to say about this just being treated like a regular cold is just unbelievable to me. It is just mind-boggling to me that of all of this time, you know, vaccines and tests and getting in line for tests and all kind of stuff. And if these scientists are right, that this is really a game changer, and if indeed these particular countries that is announced here, Turkey, Brazil, Britain, that's big. Sweden, Spain, the Czech Republic, Mexico, El Salvador, Japan, Singapore, they all gave up on all the craziness. But you know who you don't see there, right? You don't see the U.S. there. I tell you that. We're going to open up some other mics. We're going to go out to 914-979. Welcome to the call. Your mic is open.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yeah, I mean,
all right.
It's really great to hear what you were talking about in regards to this new opportunity to use this. And, you know, I mean, one of the things that you said that was really powerful and really serious is that, you know, there's no money in the cure and the healing, but there is money into putting up, you know, different medicines and things that you can give a person. And regardless of whether it works or not, the bottom line is they make money off of that. But if you cure a person today, right, you know, that same person that if you just gave different remedies to for the next 2 or 3 months, you're going to be making money for those 2 or 3 months off of that person. So if you had a opportunity to choose between curing a person that you can just heal in a day, 2 days, or like you said, even with the remedy that you're talking about, in a week's time, or you could have somebody that could be dealing with medicine that you could be giving them that could be for 3 months, 6 months, 4 months, something like that, you know, they would definitely rather deal with it from that perspective where they could have you coming back every week to deal with them for the next couple of months because that's where the money is. And that's one of the things that, unfortunately, our people had gotten caught up in because of the way that the system was designed. You know, a lot of people got on things like what they call Medicare and Medicaid, and because of that, they were allowed to either pay a very small amount for dealing with a doctor, or the Medicaid or the Medicare would take care of the whole cost of what it would, you know, cost them to deal with the doctor, you know. And the other side of it is when you wanted to go to a holistic practitioner to deal with them, unfortunately, you had to pay out your pocket. And when you had to pay out your pocket, especially if you're dealing with poverty, then, you know, that could make it very difficult for you because you might have to go back to that practitioner, you know, 3 or 4 times before you get this healing. But the bottom line is, do you really have the money? And then the other side of it is, if you're looking at a choice between going to Medicaid or Medicare for free and then going to a practitioner, a holistic practitioner where you got to pay money, majority of our people are saying, nah, man, that holistic stuff, I'm going to where I can get a freebie over here. And that has been a big part of the problem where the system has geared people to go that way because that was the way that they can make money off of you. But the bottom line is we do need to come back into our community with an opportunity where our people can get either low holistic, you know, practitioner prices for healing them with different things, whether it's herbology, nutritionists, whether it's acupuncture, chiropractors, massage, whatever that situation is that you're going to utilize. The bottom line is if we could bring that down to either being free or low price, then that would give them an opportunity to definitely choose holistic health over dealing with the medical industry because many times you find a lot of serious side effects that people are getting from the medical industry. But the bottom line, it's not really a matter of how many side effects you get. It's how much money I'm making off you. So that's really what the real deal is.
Right, and that's the real deal.
You got to turn the situation around by offering things from a holistic respect where it can be a freebie or it can be a low price so our people can come back into that comfortably and can afford it. Yes,
right.
So these are things that we can definitely do for our folks, but again, we just need to financially come together and be able to put some of the pieces together for something like that to be structured that way. Because it's one thing when you guys opportunity to get something for free and when you got to pay some serious money on the other side of the table. And unfortunately, again, that's what drives them into the medical industry. Not so much that they are saying, oh, no, no, we want, you know, the medical industry because it's better than the holistic. They're not thinking that way. A lot of them know that the holistic is better, but they can't afford it. So that's the difference between the two. So once we change the system that we're dealing with, and offering our people either low-priced holistic health opportunities or a freebie holistic health opportunity, that's when we can really bring the majority of our people back into dealing with holistic health and get a lot more healthier remedy and a quicker healing situation for them. And that's going to make a huge difference in the lives of our people. So that's something that we got to work on.
Indeed. I mean, we have so much work to do, but we got to stay focused. And so you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep it moving. We're going to go out. We're going to open another mic. Then we're going to bring everybody in. We got one more. We're going out to 718-350. Get ready. Your mic is about to be open, 718-350. And we're talking tonight about the quarantine in the countries that say that it's no longer necessary to be quarantined and have COVID tests and compulsory vaccinations and all that other good stuff. 718-350.
Yes, hello.
Federation. Greetings, brothers. How you doing?
Yes, great. I'm doing well. Ashe. Listen, on the alkaline, I heard from a chemist some time ago the way to make alkaline. And you know, our definition of salt in this country and salt is someplace else is maybe totally different. But baking soda and water will make alkaline water. And so on. And as far as who started this thing of commercial medication or what have you, that was John Rockefeller. Of course, it supported his oil business. He expanded from his oil business into medicines, and some of the medicines were oil-based, some of them phony. They were these elixirs, and then when they start making capsules, the capsules were oil-based and so on. And he was giving grants and money to the hospitals who heretofore were doing herbal medicine.
Mm.
Very little, and they just were getting into surgery here in this country, into surgery. But the herbal medicines and what have you were being given, especially in the black hospital, you know, because people couldn't go to the white hospital, so we had to go black doctors, black hospitals, you know, and so on. So, but when Rockefeller started funding and having foundations for all these hospitals and what have you, he says, well, I'll stop the money. You know, I'll keep on giving you money as long as you continue to sell or buy the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you hear Rockefeller Foundation, this hospital, that hospital, and so on and so forth, this is where that came from. You know, I do remember my grandmother, you know, when we had the flu or when we had a bad throat congestion or, you know, and she would put salt in warm water, and we would gargle until the swelling in our throat went down. Okay, and we do that for a couple of times a day, and then after a while, it would be, you know, we would be cool, you know. But even the salt was different back, you know. Like you said,
right,
Dr. Wimble, you know, we had all five of us would line up every night, and we're going to school. We would never sick, right, with castor oil, or corn liver oil, and honey, and lemon.
Right, that castor
you
oil
know?
And the orange. My mother
lemon
used to cut an orange up. And make us suck the orange as soon as we drink the castor oil. And this is what I was trying to tell Dr. Robinson. The bottle bottle used to say 666 on it.
That's right.
See, y'all don't understand. Y'all can afford that. Y'all can afford all that fancy stuff. We ain't have nothing like that.
You know, and so we would, but between that, you know, we couldn't say that we had a stomach ache because the food we ate at that time was good food. It wasn't tainted. You know, we ate a lot of fruit and vegetables, drank a lot of water and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now the fast food and everything, things like that. And the food, you know, when I go to, if I want to get a steak, I go to a butcher that I've known for years, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he is great. His cattle graze, It's his family business. That's where I get the stakes. You know? All right? Then I shot up with all this stuff. And even the chickens. They talk about free-range chickens and stuff. That, you know, there's no additives and preservatives. But there's been additives and preservatives in us for a long time. You know? Almost since we've been here. You know? Then as far as the immune system is concerned, I was taking turmeric, ginger, garlic, and some cayenne pepper because they said my sugar was so high. It was like 9-something. And he gave me medication. I said later for that. I did the turmeric and what have you. And it stimulated the immune system. So even if we're talking about this COVID and what happened, there are things that we can do to stimulate our immune system and cleanse our blood. This, when they say holistic, you know, we got to get out of the mindset of feeding the system because that's what we do. You know, we take this, okay. If we take this, this is cured. No, if we take your body, it'll cure all of it. I still have dread about the covert and everything else, right, left, upside down, and inside. I research, I don't believe everything I hear, you know, but it is something to consider. I know that, you know, the things that I've done recently have kept me well.
I know that Ron, he used some type of remedy back when he wasn't feeling well dealing with baking soda. Something that you can share with what you did, how you did it, so people could know?
Ron, they're talking to you.
It's just baking soda and water. Warm water.
Yo, Ron Robinson, he did something too. That's what he did, the baking soda and warm water?
Baking soda, baking stuff. It says the my friend.
Are you talking
they're talking about that.
The first time it was lemon hot water with baking soda. Then another person told me to sniff up baking soda my nose, each nostril, and it dries up the mucus and it makes you cough it out. And once I did that, I snip up each nostril, the baking soda, it made it dry up a little.
You got
a little stinging sensation.
You on a speaker? Because you got an echo.
No.
Yeah, you got an echo.
I don't know what that is.
No.
But anyway, baking soda each nostril, sniff it up, and it will make you cough up the phlegm, and it'll dry it up, and you feel like 100% better.
But the main thing is get the mucus out of the system, out of your system, you know, and getting that's half the battle, all the ailments that you have to remove, you know, so that's you remove the mucus, and do what most of this work does, you won't have anything else.
Somebody got a TV on in the background or something?
No. I got it open. No.
I was just getting some background feed noise. That was a little distracting. All right, we're going to get some more people here. I see some more people popping into the queue. You know you're listening to the Ethiopian Rail Federation Incorporated, local number 26. And the woman's auxiliary with the host, the wonderful Miss Sadie Gomez. She is not here as of yet. We're still waiting on her. She's attending to some other local business that have to be taken care of. But in the meantime, we're continuing the conversation. We're going to open the mic up 347. 347-880. That's you. Get ready. You hear your number, 347-880. We're coming to you so that we can continue this conversation on the coronavirus and what these five countries have said. 347-880. Your mic is open. Welcome to the call tonight. Yes, greetings. Are you with us?
He no peace when I talk that. That's
what
he said.
We're going to close that mic. And we're going to come back to that. And first, before we do that, we're going to take a little quick break and a little music break, and then we'll be right back. You listen to the Ethiopian Rail Federation Incorporated, Local 26, and we're talking about the countries that announced the cancellation of all this COVID test vaccine and quarantine and all that good stuff. We're going to be right back because we know it's going to get better. It's got to get better.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been?
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's got to get
better. I'm
want to rock the family. I hear Sasha Manika then. The mother city now. I listen to Lassie, I the first. He's calling all his children to build the city now. I want to rock the family. I hear Sasha Manika then. The mother city now. I listen to Lassie, I the first. He's calling all his children.
My time are my time. your time, on your time. Bits in the sky, it's falling on your eye. You should look around, I wonder why. The seed of plants at the crop you reap. Don't force the accept your man-made regime. Have it your grief, bottle your wine. Your aging process will take some time. We're past the heat now, we're past the rise. God bless you, she will bless all your life. I fight them, I fight against I. I fight them, I fight against we. I fight them, I fight against I. Don't want to let us go. Oh gosh, one man weighs more. Weighs more in the middle. Two man weighs more. Weighs more in the middle. Ragala.
Well, enough of a surprise when them hear this one. Never expect we be there here this long. Me no know why not out there at this man. Tell them them can't make me run away like this man. You know lock me and Sammy dread fit on rich man. Before Sana City them got on Christian. But to Ily still ask the weed and never switch man. We there still have put up resistance.
Skylocking that's it all. They can't say.
Or is what I say. Begging you a fight thing. Come in, DJ. Artist. Come in. Reel up now. Well, I'm bringing it out there. Your birthday now. Yeah, go on. You want me to sing happy birthday to you? You must have man. You want me to sing happy? You want a pizza? Are you ready? Hold on, Buddha. You can't come in yet. You more want you find. You can't find the F2s party time. Just find out. Me sing your birthday for you. Yes. Yes. You don't know the things all out, Lion. Outstanding sound.
If you like to lose your money, be a fool and bet on Sonny.
Oh. Hey, comes out to me, listen. And listen starts to retreat. If listen goes back in his father, he'll end up in the rain side of things. Clay swings of his wealth. Clay swings of his right. Look at young Badger carry the fight. Listen, he's back, but there's not enough room. It's a matter of time. Last home loves me.
On my face, and I upset Sonny Liston, and I just turned 22 years old. I must be the greatest. I told the world, I talk to God every day. If God's with me, can't nobody be against me. I know the world. I know God. I know the real God.
Wait a minute,
Cassius. I am the king of the world.
Hold it.
I'm pretty.
Hold it, you're not that pretty.
I'm a bad man. I shook up the world.
After we get the bear, we will go after the hare.
And who's the hare?
The hare is the rabbit, Claude Patterson.
I sing it in my throat.
If you like to lose your money, be a fool and bet on Sonny. Clay comes out to meet Listen, and Listen starts to retreat. If Listen goes back in his father, he'll end up in the rain side of things. Clay swings with his wealth. Clay swings with his right. He'll be young cats carry the fight. Listen, he's backing, but there's not enough room. It's a matter of time. Clay loves the moon.
I don't have a mark on my face. Yeah. And I just turned 22 years old. I must be the greatest. I told the world. I talk to God every day. If God's with me, can't nobody be against me. I'm the world. I'm the real God.
Wait a minute,
I am the king of the world.
Hold it.
I'm a bad man. I shook up the world.
Well, after we get the bad, we will go after the hair.
All right, are you living your life like you told it? That is the one and only Muhammad Ali, and then our sister in the background, Jill Scott, living our life like it's golden. We're talking tonight. You're listening to the Ethiopian Royal Federation Incorporated Local 26, the Women's Auxiliary with the host, the wonderful Mercedes Gomez. I am sitting in tonight, Dr. Winborn, for them. For her, and we're coming to close. We just have just about a half hour left on the program, and we're talking tonight about the countries that have announced the cancellation of the quarantine procedures, the corona test, the compulsory vaccination, and considering the coronavirus itself no more than just the common flu. It seems like these people know something that the general public don't know. And that's just these countries. That's not even talking about when you get into this article, what they were saying, the German scientists were saying to the German health department about this virus. And they were saying, listen, this whole thing could be cured just by gargling hot water and some salt, something that our parents have been telling us to do since we were little, when we looked at them like they was crazy, making us do all this crazy stuff. Now, come to find out that it's not crazy at all, and this is exactly what these scientists are recommending people are doing. In fact, they said if they did this for the whole population of Germany within a week, the report says that within a week, all of the coronavirus in the country of Germany would be eradicated, would be wiped out. So we need to go get you some salt water. Some of y'all should have been going during the commercial break, during the music break, sneaking off and get you some salt water and doing your first little gargling to try to get the ball rolling. You know what I mean? So that we could be in the epitome of health. I tell people, especially when it comes to the mask, that I do it out of, because y'all say that's what we need to do, and I always give myself the opportunity that I could be wrong or something, but I don't think so. I don't know how much the mask is really protecting anyone. You see they got commercials now, PSAs now, where they're telling people to change the mask because the mask is that it make absolutely no sense. They're telling people now, oh, no, you do have the N95 mask and some other mask, this, that, and the other. Because, you know, you put on these masks and you standing next to a person and you can still smell their cologne, you can still smell their perfume, or you can still smell cigarettes on their bean, then you know these masks must not be working. If those particles could get through that mask, the aroma particles can still get through that mask and you can still smell the aroma, the perfume the women have on. You can still smell the cigarette smoke of burnt ashes on an individual while you got on the mask. It says to me that something is wrong here. But I wear it anyway. I wear it anyway just in case I'm wrong. Just in case they're right and I am wrong. But it seems like other countries are starting to catch up with what I've been saying and what a lot of us have been saying during this whole time. And I tell people that it's not because any of us is looking forward to dying. It's not because any of us is looking forward to being combative. It don't make sense. Tell me something that makes sense. You tell me something that makes sense and I can go along with it. If it don't make sense, I can't go along with it. I don't understand that. I don't understand how you do it. I don't understand how you say that the people that's been vaccinated need to be protected from those that haven't been vaccinated. How? By vaccinating the people that haven't been vaccinated? How is that going to help them? How is it that the protected need to be protected from the unprotected? By giving the unprotected the same protection you gave the protected in the first place. I keep saying it over and over and over. I heard it one time and it stuck to me like glue because it made so much sense. How could that possibly be? What is wrong with this story? You know, I play games sometime on my little iPad and they have different pictures and you got to figure out the differences between the pictures. You know, so I spend a lot of time looking at the pictures, two of the pictures, asking myself, what is wrong with this picture? Sometimes it's just the smallest, slightest, little, minutest thing. But you can see that obviously something is wrong with the picture. Or not even obviously. Sometimes you just know that something is wrong with the picture because that's the stupid game you're playing. But something is wrong with this picture. Something is wrong with this picture, the way that they presented this whole thing to us. Something is wrong We've been taking vaccines for years. Not one time have they tried to pay anybody to take the shot to get rid of HIV. It was killing people. It wasn't paying people to take that shot. In fact, people was paying to take those shots to get those needles. Why are you paying people now? You don't pay people to take the flu shot, the vaccine, or any of these other vaccines. We don't pay people to do that. Why are we paying people to do this? Giving them hamburgers, seats at the concert, all kind of stuff. Why? Don't something about that seem suspicious, as our wonderful brother, Dr. Umar Johnson, would say? Don't that seem suspicious? Don't that seem suspicious? Why would they do that? Because you, my friend, are the product. Now, I'm pro-choice. I would not dare think about telling anybody what they should or should not do. All I tell people to do, whatever your heart needs you to do. If you're led to take the vaccine, go ahead and take the jab. And that's what I'm saying, vaccine. Go ahead and take the jab. If you're led to take the jab, go ahead and take the jab. If you led not to take the jab, then don't take it. I don't have an opinion one way or the other. The only opinion I have is that I support you in your decision. That's my opinion. I support you in your decision. Whatever you decide to do, I'm with you. All right? So we have to consider all of these things. And so now, all of this time, going over 2 years now, and finally we got some people to come around to say that enough is enough. We're no longer doing it. We're no longer going along. We're no longer going to play ball. We're no longer going to perpetrate your lie. We will no longer engage in the mental rape and sodomization of the American people. We're not going along with it anymore, or other people in general. If y'all, if that's what y'all want us to do in America, then by all means, y'all go ahead. We ain't got nothing to do with that. But these countries here have said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to have no more part of it. So my hat is off to Turkey, Brazil. My hat is off to Britain for making a decision, to Sweden, Spain, Czech Republic. My hat's off to you, Pablo in Mexico, all of y'all down there. My hat's off to you in Salvador. My hat is off to you, Japan, Singapore. We give you honor, and we pray that the rest of the world follow in your footsteps, follow in your leadership and in your guidance in this, and that we can now begin to hopefully get things back to normal now that we've gotten through this, now that we've been able to get around these humps where we're not getting reports of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,000 people dying a day, but we're not getting those reports any longer. Then finding out that even those reports are inaccurate, that the books have been washed, the books have been cooked. Come to find out that anybody that died, they was labeled in a COVID test and COVID related because they was getting money for that. They was getting $4,000, I believe it was, for going out and telling people that something was COVID related, the death was COVID related. And you got them coming out now. They will tell you, no, the person didn't have COVID. Okay? But there were people in the hospital that had COVID. And so he could have died possibly of that, so it has to go down on the books as COVID-related. Are you kidding me? Like, really, 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 really? Are you really doing it like that? That's how they're doing it. Unbelievable. I think that's how they say it. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
bud. You in that control, the threesome. Just roll the weed up until I get me some. We formed a new religion. No sins as long as there's permission. And deception is the only felony. To never fuck nobody without telling me. Sunglasses in Advil. Last night was mad real. Sun coming up 5 a.m. I wonder if they got cash still. Think about the girl in all leopard. Who was rubbing the wood like Kiki Shepherd? Two tattoos, one red, no apologies. The other said love is cursed by monogamy. That's something that the pastor don't preach. That's something that a teacher can't teach. When we die, the money we can't keep. But we probably spend it all cause the pain ain't cheap. Preach.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Who don't believe in anything? Will we make it out alive? Alright, alright. Don't judge in a while. Don't judge in a while. Don't judge in a while. Don't judge in a
to the Ethiopian Royal Federation Incorporated, local number 26. Woman's Talk Jelly with your host, the wonderful Miss Sadie Gomez. We are enjoying some musical. This evening we've gone through our conversation. We're talking tonight about, again, about COVID. That's what's on our mind of everybody, still talking about COVID as we're going through all the changes that has happened. I'm sure that, like myself, all of us, our lives have been changed since this pandemic or this plandemic, however way you identify it. And for a lot of ways, we'll never be the same again. A lot of things that we used to do, we'll never be able to do them any longer. We never want to do them any longer. I mean, we think about what the employment market was like even after COVID has begun to subside. A lot of people was just not going back to the old ways of working and have become comfortable and adjusted to working from the house and making money that way, thinking about all the money they've been saving on transportation, on clothes, on lunch, and all of these things. And so a lot of things just have not gone back to the way that it used to be. And a lot of things still aren't going back and still will not go back to the way that they used to be, because, you know, we've crossed that bridge already. And now that we've crossed that bridge, those of us that have crossed and those of us that have been enlightened, we need to every day focus on those things and realize that we are in a battle that's constantly going on and that the battle was not over, and realize that there are people out there that don't like you because of the color of your skin. We might as well accept that. We might as well accept the fact that for many years our white brothers and sisters hid behind the protection or hid behind the wall of political correctness until they got to the point where they could no longer hold it in and no longer could be politically correct. And that was after we put Barack Obama into the White House. I tell people, do you not realize that the Tea Party started, was formed 91 days after Barack Obama got into office. 91 days before white folk lost their minds and started organizing against this black president. The country was, you know, Pac said it best, that we're not ready for a black president. We thought we were. We was all happy he got elected. Everybody was out there crying and snotting and taking pictures and buying newspapers and holding on to them and commemorative plates. And, oh, man, it was wonderful. We had crossed the threshold. We have broke the racial divide in this country. didn't work out. That didn't happen. All right? It got crazier. It got crazier. Just think about all the things that got crazier since Obama was in office. White people have lost their minds. We got Karens everywhere now that are coming up that's using the police. Calling, making sure they say the person is African-American. African-American male. That's the key word. Come, bring your guns. That's just where we at. This is what has happened since we've had...
You're listening to The Sound.
Bird Black.
CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call. Join in the conversation hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6111. 6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910-488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910-488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRonRobinson, RevRon11 at gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
They said email Reverend Ron Robinson.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Ethiopian Wealth Federation Incorporated, local number 26. I'm your host, Dr. Wimborne, sitting in for the lovely, wonderful Miss Edie Gomez tonight. And we've been talking about the coronavirus, the new variations that have come out, the vaccines, the testing, and all those things that are associated with this pandemic and how they are affecting our lives and how they've affected your lives. And, you know, we talked about the various countries that have come out and have made the announcement today that they're canceling all quarantine procedures. That's big right there. You know, we got to verify this report. Sometimes the stuff that's going around the internet is not always the most accurate. So I wanted to put that out there also, just to let you know that we are conscious of that. But so that, in all fairness, we wanted to say that. But also just to let people know that this information is out there, that these countries, Turkey, write them down, Brazil, Britain, Sweden, Spain, the Czech Republic, Mexico, El Salvador, Japan, and Singapore have all announced the cancellation of all ALL quarantine procedures, corona tests, compulsory vaccination, and have moved everything from considering the coronavirus just as a seasonal flu. And so we're looking at that, and in all fairness, we keep getting information that changes from day to day. So this is not the first time we've heard a change or something. We've heard changes coming in then from the World Health Organization. They say one thing today, then they'll say something else tomorrow. We heard the same thing with the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. They'll say one thing today, then they'll say something else tomorrow. So lots of times you really don't know who to believe or what to believe and when to believe. And that's why you have to just kind of trust source, trust the God that you believe in to give you the right direction, to speak to your heart, to speak to your mind and to your soul as to what are the steps that you should take. But I know the scripture says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So no matter what you do, you're going to always be moving in that right direction. And so I just wanted to serve notice on that, and also put out there and to continue to remind the people as we get this information that these are the things that are happening. These are what people are saying about the virus. And so this is big. And so when I talked to Sadie Gomez earlier today, we said that we wanted to talk about this because this is big. This is big stuff, especially if it can be corroborated. In fact, that these countries are indeed calling off all quarantines. So that being said, we wanted to just to kind of remind everybody, thank you for calling our listeners that are listening in via the internet, no matter what device you're using, whether you're listening on the phone, your laptop, your iPad, however way you are tuning into these broadcasts, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for your help. We want to thank you for your participation. We want you to continue to help in any way you can and continue to participate, especially if these broadcasts have been a blessing to you. We ask that you be a blessing to us and send in a donation that we can continue this work and continue to move forward in what we have to do. All right. We want to reach out and thank our normal brother Ronald A. Robinson. Dr. Bridges has called in, who's got a show on on Saturday nights. The others are called Lionel L, who calls in often. and so we want to remind everyone to just stay in touch, stay close by with what we're doing and what's being done. But certainly there's a lot of stuff going on that we want to keep everybody informed about, because it's just that time. And sometimes the things that we think will never happen will happen. Sometimes the things that we think will never come to pass not only will come to pass, and a lot of incidents have come to pass. And we've seen them manifest in front of our own eyes. We never thought that here in America we'd have to go somewhere and have to take papers with us and show our papers in order to move from point A to point B. That we had to show papers to walk into a restaurant to have a cup of coffee. That we had to show papers to go to work. That we'd had to, against our will, do something to our bodies in order for us to be able to feed our families. We never believed that these things could happen, but yet they are happening every day in front of our faces, and people act like there is nothing going on, that this is just all right. And no matter what people tell you, again, I'm pro-choice. Whatever you do, maybe I'll support you. I got your back, whichever way you want to go. But we cannot deny the fact that before we had the vaccine, they were telling everybody you need to get the vaccine because the vaccine was going to stop the spread of the virus. This is what they were saying. They was not telling you to get the vaccine. You're still going to get the virus, but you're not going to be as bad off. They wasn't telling us that then. They wasn't telling us to get the vaccine and say you're still going to get the virus, but you know, you won't die from it. Okay? They wasn't telling us that back then. These are all stories that they've come up with subsequently after these events have taken place. After people have gotten the vaccine and still getting the virus, now they're telling you, well, we never said that you wouldn't get the virus. We never said that you wouldn't get sick. We said you wouldn't get as sick. What we said was you wouldn't die from it. But then there are those that are dying from it. And then you say, well, that's only a percentage. Well, it was only a percentage that was dying before. Do you know that the percentage was less than 1% of the people who actually contracted, from what you say contracted corona, that died from corona, according to the statistics? Less than 1%. I think something like 0.003. So that's like 3% of 1% of the people. 3% of 1% of the people actually passed. But you want everybody to take this vaccine. If you want to, by all means, roll up your sleeves, baby. Roll them up. Get them up. But the fact is that the story is changing every day. So you have to be careful. Stay prayed up. Stay focused. Stay conscious. Stay focused on the God within to lead you and guide you. And you'll be all right. And you will be all right. All right. We want to remind everybody to tune in every night. Every night from 7 to 9. We're on. Well, I think that we don't have the show. We're not broadcasting on Tuesday night. But Sunday night, tonight, Monday night, Queen Amina, back Alice in Wonderland. Don't forget Saturday night, the Dr. Bridges, who was on Friday night, the Billionaires Club. And on Thursday night, there is the reentry program with Brother Dakim and Brother Nathan Evans. And so we want you to tune in 7 to 9 on those programs so that we can be a blessing. If they have been a blessing to you, don't feel that you're hurting anybody by trying to be a blessing to us. Go to the website, hit us up, let us know, show us some love, and that you appreciate it. In the meantime, we'll see you tomorrow night. with the wonderful Queen of Media with the Black Alice in Wonderland. This has been your host, Dr. J.W. Winborn, sitting in for Sadie Gomez at the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, local number 26. God bless you. Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow.
just